and was the obvious choice. In any war, Sky thought, cold or otherwise, it was always to the mutual benefit of all participants to agree on a neutral ground, whether it be for negotiation, exchange of spies, or, if all else failed, early demonstration of new weapons, and the Palestine was the ship that had assumed that role. "Do you think this is really a trick, sir?" Sky asked, when Balcazar had finished one of his coughing sessions. "I mean, why would they do that?"
"Why would they bloody do what?"
"Try and kill us, sir, by transmitting erroneous technical data. There'd be no gain for them back home. It's a wonder they even bother sending us anything."
"Precisely."
Balcazar spat the word, as if its obviousness was beneath contempt. "There'd be no gain in sending us something useful, either, and it would be a lot more work than sending us something dangerous. Can't you see that, you little fool? God help us all if one of your generation ever assumes command." He trailed off. Sky waited for him to finish coughing, then wheezing. But there must still be a motivation. Pure malice. He was treading very thin ice now, but he soldiered on. The malice could just as easily lie in the message warning us not to implement the change. "Oh, and you're willing to risk 4,000 lives to put that little bit of schoolboy speculation to the test, are you? It's not my job to take such a decision, sir. I'm just saying I don't envy you the responsibility." "And what would you know about responsibility anyway, you insolent little prick?" Little, now, Sky thought. But one day, perhaps one day not too far from this one, all that might change. Thinking it best not to reply, he flew the taxi on in silence, broken only by the old man's cardiovascular labours. But he thought deeply. It was something that Balcazar had said. That remark about it being better to bury the dead in space rather than carry them to the destination world, it made a kind of sense when he thought about it. Every kilogram that the ship carried was another kilogram that had to be decelerated down from interstellar cruise speed. The ships massed close on 1 million tons, 10 million times the mass of a man, as Balcazar had said. The simple laws of Newtonian physics told Sky that decreasing the mass of a ship by that amount would bring a proportional increase in the rate at which the ship could decelerate, assuming the same engine efficiency. An improvement of one part in 10 million was hardly spectacular, but who said you had to make do with the mass of just one man? Sky thought about all the dead passengers the Santiago was carrying, the sleepers who were medically beyond any kind of revival. Only human sentimentality would argue that they needed to be brought to journey's end. And for that matter, the huge and heavy machinery that supported them could be ditched as well. He thought about it some more, and began to think that it would not be impossible to shave off tons from the ship's mass. Put like that, it almost sounded compelling. The improvement would still be much less than one part in 1,000. Still, who was to say more sleepers would not be lost in the years to come? 1,000 things could go wrong. It was a risky business, being frozen.
"Maybe we should all just wait and see, Titus," the captain said, jolting him from his thoughts. "That wouldn't be such a bad approach to take, would it?"
"Wait and see, sir?"
"Yes."
There was a cold clarity to the captain now, but Sky knew that it could go as easily as it came. "Wait and see what they do about it, I mean. They'll have received the message as well, you realize. They'll have debated what to do about it as well, of course, but they won't have been able to talk it over with any of us." The captain sounded lucid enough.